Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you, and you know it. "And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." The closing words of Lincoln's famous short Gettysburg Address are words about people. Lincoln's spiritual life was about people. Lincoln loved people. That is why he had an almost mystical sense of America, because to him, America was a place for people to be together in a new way, in a spirit of freedom and equality. When we see how Lincoln related to children, to women, to his fellow men, we see Lincoln's spiritual life, plain as day, people. Often we define a person's spiritual life by the religious ideas they believe. Lincoln believed in people a long time before he ever believed in God. Sometimes we define someone's spiritual life by what they love. The great commandment is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God." Lincoln loved a lot. He loved the land, nature, the spacious sky, animals. He loved words, biblical, Shakespearean, poetic. But what he loved most was people. He loved individuals, and he loved the people. When Lincoln closed his Gettysburg Address, dedicating, as he said, this nation under God to a new birth of freedom, he was chanting out his own spiritual mantra of the people, by the people, for the people. Today I want you to see Lincoln's spiritual life with the little people, with children. It is, of course, Jesus who says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for as such is the kingdom of heaven." Little children came on to Lincoln all his life. The poet Wordsworth explained that children are just coming from heaven, streaming clouds of glory. Even leaving heaven out, we know that kids know quickly who's a good guy and who's not. Now, there's a wonderful story, probably true, about young Lincoln and children. He holding a boy upside down so he could walk his muddy footprints across the whitewashed log cabin ceiling. And then, get this, once the practical joke was over, re-whitewashed the ceiling himself. His stepmother said he was the best boy any mother could ever ask for. As a lawyer in Springfield, when Lincoln walked home from his office, a neighborhood tribe of children would follow him. He would carry one lucky boy, tall, up on his shoulders. A real Hans Christian Andersen he was. His love for his four sons, his broken-hearted anguish over the death of two of them as boys, show us Lincoln's personal capacity for compassion. Lincoln as a son was estranged from his father. His own inner child he redeemed, loving his sons. The Bible often tells us that the love of God is like a father's love for his children. Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son, the wayward youth welcomed back with love and honor. That was how Lincoln saw the South, as wayward family members to, of course, be welcomed back into the nation. Lincoln's spiritual life with children, his love, defined his presidential policy to restore the nation. Lincoln was more than a nice guy. He was a good man. Good because his own spirit was deeply rooted and shaped by his relationships with people. None more beautiful than his love for children. Relationships are at the heart of religion, the golden rule, the commonwealth, I and thou. Lincoln is a spiritual man whose very way of being with people can light us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.